Daily Light, April the 18th, morning. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. Moses stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord, for you were afraid. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all people who were on the face of the earth. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. And Deuteronomy 5, verse 5. 1 Timothy 2, 5. Numbers 12, 3. Matthew 11, 29. Philippians 2, 5-7. Hebrews 3, 5 and 6. Daily Light, April the 18th, evening. Eternal comfort. I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish for you an everlasting covenant. By a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So we will always be with the Lord. Therefore encourage one another with these words. There is no place to rest, for here we have no lasting city, but we seek a city that is to come. Eternal rest. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16. And Ezekiel 16, verse 60. Hebrews 10, 14. Hebrews 7, 25. 2 Timothy 1, 12. Romans 11, 29. Romans 8, 35. Revelation 7, 17. 1 Thessalonians 4, 17 and 18. Micah 2, verse 10, and Hebrews 13, 14.